In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Great Lent, and we are now in the middle of the Great Lent exactly. 4 weeks left, and then 3 weeks, and then the Holy Week. That's why we call it the middle, Hadd Nus, today. And because we know that the Great Lent concentrates on one subject, which is very important, and this subject is the repentance. And the repentance of man is replied by the forgiveness of our Lord to our sins. We saw our Lord Jesus Christ on the second week of the Great Lent conquering the devil, giving triumph to those who follow him, relying on the power of forgiveness which he has for everyone. And we saw that the Lord refused all the temptations that the devil wanted to let him fall in. And then the church presented to us last week an example of those who come back to the bosom of the Lord from Luke 15, the prodigal son, who took his portion of money from his father and spent it in bad way, losing everything. However, he was brave enough to come back to his father, saying, I have sinned to heavens and your sight. Consider me like one of your hires or servants. Today is a marvelous story. It's not a parable. It's a true story happened. When our Lord, who ordered his disciples not to go to the Gentiles, he himself went. But he went as the Savior of the whole world. He is not only the Savior of the Jews or a special tribe, but he is the Savior of the whole world for everyone. He is the lover of everyone. That's why he looked at the inner heart of the Samaritan woman. who was in the eyes of all the people of Samaria a sinner woman, lived with five men before and living with the sixth now or then. But in the eyes of the Lord, he saw a quenched candle, quenched light, very small light, very weak rock. And for this soul, he walked hours and hours waiting for her at the well of Jacob. So, if we want to speak about this meeting between the Lord and the Samaritan woman, we have three questions. When, where, and how? When? It was at the sixth hour. You know what the sixth hour now is? What it is? 12 o'clock. The highest heat of sun, the shinest, but the highest, very hot, al-dhahira, noon time, when the temptations are at the ultimate, but the suffering is at the ultimate, when the challenges against the desires of this world is at the top. That's why we pray in the Vesper saying, the burden and the heat of the day I could not bear. The Lord appears to you at the top of the suffering that you have or face, at the temptation, at the worst condition. Just before losing every hope, he appears to us. No, he waits for us. He does not even appear. He waits for me. Even before I go, this is the time. And look, this very hot time, the Lord changed it to be the hour of the salvation. He considered to be crucified on the cross at noon, at the highest top of the heat, to say, I am with you on the cross at the most critical point and time of your life. That's why the Lord changed the noon time from being challenging time to be a saving time, to be a redeeming time on the cross. And this was not before or after the first time. No. The Lord appeared to Abraham at noon and blessed him and promised him with Isaac. Also, Philip met the principal of Ethiopia at noon and preached him the gospel and baptized him and disappeared. So the noon, which is supposed to be the most difficult time, ثقل النهار وحره, the heat of the day, is now for me the hour of salvation, the time of salvation, the time of the working of my Savior. Number two, where? at the well. When I go to drink from the water of the world, when I go to have the pleasures of this world, when I am tempted to fall in the sins of this world, when I go to have more and more and more, I find him waiting for me. He went to the well of Jacob, although he knew that the house of the Samaritan woman, didn't he? Yes, he knows. He knows everything about us. He doesn't need someone to inform him. But he insisted to go at the well of Jacob to say, I'm waiting for you when you are going to this bad place to take the water of the world, to tell you, I am the living source of water, or I am the source of the living water. I give you water. And this water, when you drink of it, you will not need the water of the world anymore. That's why he waited for her. And this second lesson, whenever you go to drink the water of the world, don't forget that the Lord is awaiting for you at the same place to say, don't drink, come to me, I will give you. And this is what he did one day in John 8, when he cried out in a loud voice and saying, whoever is thirst, let him come to me. I give him living water. He is the true source and the right source of the living water. The more we drink the water of this world, the more we become a slave to the needs of this world. The more we drink of the sins and pleasures and amusements of this world, the more we become slaves to it. Because the Lord said, whoever commits the sin is a slave of the sin, not a son. That's why the Lord was waiting for the Samaritan woman at the well of Jacob, and he is waiting for you. If Satan tricks at you, trying to lead you to a place, close your eyes and say, where are you? He will say, I'm waiting for you at the well. Don't enter. Don't go. Don't do. Don't say. Come to me. I am the true life, and I am the source of the living water. Come to me. This is the lesson. Number one, when? Number two, where? And number three, how? When he approaches us, he looks as if he is in need of us. He needs me. He says, I'm thirsty. Please give me water. I'm thirsty. But is the Lord truly in need of me? Does he need me? No. He is perfect in himself. You know, the philosophy or the dogma of the Holy Trinity, what does it mean? It means that the Father loves the Son, and the Son is beloved from the Son, the Father, so they are perfect in themselves. The Holy Trinity is perfect. He doesn't need anyone. But every one of us is not perfect. That's why the Lord made Eve from Adam after he created him. Why? Because Adam needs someone to love. Because he is not perfect. He needs someone to love and to be beloved from him. So he brought to him Eve from his rib. and say, love each other and become one. Love, be beloved. But the Lord doesn't need me. He created me not to worship Him. He created me because He loves me. But when He approaches me, He says, pray as if He needs my prayer. Read my Bible as if He needs me to read His words. Come to me as if He needs me to follow Him. But on the contrary, all of this, we need Him. We need Him. He will not lose anything if I don't do. But I will lose everything if I don't do or go or say. But when He comes to me and say, I need you, I'm thirsty, give me. And this was the beginning. And this is why the Lord says to us all time, pray, lest you fall into temptation. Pray and follow me. Watch and pray, so as not to fall into temptation. Follow me, because when you follow me, you will not lose your way to the kingdom of heavens. That's why when He says, pray, and I pray, I don't feel that I'm doing something to satisfy Him, to let Him be happy for me and give me so and so and so, and let me succeed here and there, and give me a good wife, and give me blessed children, and give me a good job. And No. I pray to Him because I need Him. I pray to Him because He loves me and I exchange this love. I'm proud to be called at His name. I'm proud to spend the time with Him. This is the prayer. And as well as the fasting. I don't fast because when I'm weak, He will be happy. No, at all. I fast because He says to me, the fasting is useful for you. It helps you to control your senses. It helps you to control your personality. It helps you to conquer the temptations. I want to help you. And I give you an advice. This devil will never be cast out except through prayers and fasting. It is an advice. It's not an order. If I do it, I will be granted prizes from Him. If I don't do it, I will be punished. No. Not in this concept. I do that because this is useful to me. And because He passed through it for me, not for Himself. Proving to me that the praying, the fasting, the reading in Bible, the repentance, are all of this for me. To let me live happy and pure life on earth and to inherit the kingdom of heavens later. But in spite of that, He approaches me as if He needs me. And this was the key that He opened with the heart of the Samaritan woman. When she said to Him, I cannot give you. He said, I can give you. He said, you don't have water pot. He said to her, I have the living water. When you drink from this water, you will be thirsty again. When you drink from my water, you will be never in need of this well again. And she said, give me. And He replied, repent. How did He reply? Did He say, repent because you are a bad woman? No. He said, go and call your husband. And then she confessed, I don't have. I live a sinful life. I live a bad life. When she said, I don't have a husband. What does it mean? It means that she was living with this man, but was not satisfied from her heart. She wanted to repent. She wanted to stop. She wanted to skip from this bad life. And he helped her when he walked hours and hours and hours to meet her and said, yes, I know. The man that you live with is not your husband. I know that. I am happy that you confessed that your life is bad. This is the repentance. Easily. Simply. The repentance is not just complicated, and you will say to Abuna, and you would be ashamed, and you no. Be brave enough to say, I don't have a husband. What I live in is not a right life, is not a pure life, is not a life fitting the Christ Jesus who dwells in me. By His Holy Spirit. It's not good that I live this life while I am supposed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. I don't have a husband. Result. You are a good woman. You said the truth. I love you because you said the truth. The result. No more water pot. The Samaritan woman said, I don't need this water anymore. She left the water pot. And St. John insisted on this verse. He said, she left the water pot. She left the past life. She left the bad life. She left what was supposed to be husband, but not husband. She left him. She left his water pot. Water pot means not anymore to the past life. Open a new page to a new life. She left her water pot. And then, in a minute, she switched her life. From being a sinner woman to be a preacher. She went to the people and said, come and see. A man told me everything I did. Could be the Messiah. Come and see. They went. They came. They met. They saw. They heard. They believed. First by her. And second, they said, now we do believe, not only for your speech, but we saw him. And we do believe that he is the Savior of the whole world. Now, 1, 2, 3, to conclude our speech today. Number one, you want to be like the Samaritan woman? Leave the water pot. Leave the water pot. Simple. Leave the sins. Leave the witnesses. I can't. I'm weak. Don't say that. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you and can give you a power to conquer and step on every temptation, every trial, every weakness, and to start a new life. Leave the water pot. Leave the well of Jacob. Follow the source of the true living water, our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to follow him, form a real relationship with him. Form a real relationship. It's very easy. How? Listen to him and speak to him. Listen to him. When you read his words, and his words is spirit and life. كلام الله إيه؟ روح وحياة. Eat of it. Jeremiah ate of it. Hezekiah ate of it. And it was like honey in them. The word of God is a honey. It's sweet. And you could be saturated when you eat, not just read. Eat the word of God. Eat of it. Listen to him and speak to him when you pray. When you pray, you speak to him. And when he listens to you, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be very active in you when you really pray from the bottom of your heart. And when you really listen to the word of God day and night. Number two, leave the bread of the world. Leave the water of the world and come here. This is the bread of life. Come to the bread of life. Come to the table of God. Come to the source of the renewing of the resurrection anew. Every time you eat the body of the Lord and drink his blood, you renew the power of the resurrection in you. And you come out of the church as if you were baptized right now, having the power of the resurrection in you, having the activity of the Holy Spirit in you. And number three and last thing, repeat what the Lord said to his disciples. When his disciples came to him, he was filled. He was not hungry. And he was not thirsty. And this did not happen only on this occasion, but it happened later, few years after that, when he said on the cross, "I am thirsty." Who gave him water? Who gave him something to let him having what he needed when he said, "I am thirsty"? Who? مين اللي اداله? Who gave him? The right thief. The right thief. The right thief was the only one in the event of the cross immediately gave him. He said, "I am thirsty." And the right thief said to him, "Remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom." The Lord was saturated. خلاص. He wasn't any more thirsty. He said, "Today will be with me in the paradise." So, when anyone asks you to eat of the food of this world, and you know what I mean by the food of this world, repeat what the Lord said. When the disciples came to him and said, "Oh, Master, come and eat," he said, "I have another food." Say to him, "Another food." When he asks you to fall in sin, he said, you reply, "I have another food." When he asks you to do something wrong, reply, "I have another food." And let it be the philosophy in your life. You are different. You are not supposed to eat or drink from the pleasures of this world. And always say to yourself, "I have another food. My food is to obey the Lord." مسيح قال إيه للتلاميذ؟ طعامي to make the will of my Father who sent me. This is my food. My food is to obey him. If any food or drink in the wallet let you disobey him, please don't drink, don't eat, don't go, don't say, don't behave. Anything contradicts your obedience to your Father in heaven, refuse it. And this is the lesson that the Samaritan woman gave us today. Always say to yourself, I have another food. I am different. I am the temple of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit dwells in me. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Προσχωμέν, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, χνιώθ' μη.
يا الله.